Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, your bartender in the OSR, Eric Tenkar, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Facebook group, MeWe group, Discord server, we got it all. So, the story that won't die. It's like Lazarus. It keeps on living and fucking living and fucking living. The Zack Smith, Lamentations of the Flame Princess, James Raggy fiasco continues. Okay. At the coinsandscrolls.blogspot.com blog, it recaps, and I was thinking I was going to do a recap, but fuck the recap, but there's enough here. I'm just going to talk about two screenshots that are here. One from the Discord server, Lamentations of the Flame Princess Discord server, back on Valentine's Day of 2019, from Zack Smith himself. Red and Pleasant Land, Vornheim, and other Lamentations of the Flame Princess bestsellers were made for, predominantly featured, and paid rent for both Mandy and Michelle. This conflict is intimately tied to Lamentations of the Flame Princess. So it looks to me like Zack is trying to make sure that James understands that not only did these books pay for Mandy and Michelle's rent, but it also probably paid for James's rent. And then, from Twitter, October 27th of this year, playing D&D with porn stars, again, Zach, Lamentations of the Flame Princess at Dragomir. I guess he's resharing this. Best sales ever at Spielmesse. Best non-Gen Con sales total ever. Still almost 2 hours left. Better hurry, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. So, the blog goes over some other stuff that I've already covered to some extent in the past, such as Zach has nothing to do with this book, fiasco. But there's a good quote there. From the book, which I had wish I had quoted, but here's the thing. These about the NPCs have found a forbidden book and are looking to pin the blame on someone. They all settled on blaming Zachary Canterbury, who goes by the nickname Zach, because he said unwise things, making it rather easy to get made the scapegoat. They all know they're accusing an innocent man, and by doing so, prevent themselves from being subject to any kind of scrutiny. So yeah, that was Zach being part of a title, but actually not writing the title. So this was James's way of saying, haha, fuck you, I can still use Zach to make money. Which then, drive through, sort of putting the screws on him, he changed the title to Analysis into the Nature of Man and the Satanic Power He Contains, which was, again, bullshit. And then, well, you know, drive through removed it because they felt that he was still profiting off of Zach, and they didn't want people profiting off of Zach. Well, here's where it turns. Here's where it turns. Quote, it turns out that James Raggy lied to a collaborator on the book, Jez Gordon, a longtime artist and designer with Lamentations of the Flame Princess. He had this to say via Twitter. My art appearing in a book does not mean I agree with everything that book might say, nor does my graphic design for a newspaper mean I condone the editorial content from the publisher, or my maps for government mean that I agree with everything that government does. However, my artwork was recently featured in a satirical creation that made light of a very serious concern. Gee, well, Zach has nothing to do with this book. I would say so. Prior to doing the work, I was assured that the book would not be controversial. It was, and given the history of the publisher, I was foolish to think it wouldn't be. I'm going to interject right now. Jez, you are a fucking retard. Okay? Nothing personal against you. But if you didn't think that James Raggy was going to find a way to jump the shock jock shark, that's a fucking tongue twister, ain't it? If he was going to do something that, my favorite, you know, shock jocks, Ropey and Anthony, New Yorkers, fun guys. And then they jumped the fucking shark to the point where all of a sudden, gone. One and then the other. Well, we've lost Zach. Are we going to lose Raggy after this? I don't know. However, because I won't retract my name from a publication, nor retract my work from the book. It's already out there, and I have to live with the aftermath of my choices. Just know that I regret my involvement and want nothing to do with this book. Going back to the blog post here. And it's not good that James Raggy casually lied to one of his few remaining collaborators. In the grand scheme of things, especially considering Zach's behavior, it's not the worst sin in his post. It doesn't bode well for anyone working with him. And what does James point out? They're looking for fresh talent. He's looking for fresh talent. We'll be selling books at Dragon Meet on November 30th in London. We want fresh talent. We want you to write for us. Big thread time. James is getting desperate. Now, it's not the first time he's put out these calls, as the blog here calls it, cattle calls. But you're being led to slaughter. All right. And I'm going to step away from the blog here at this point because I'm going to go with my own talking out of my ass here. But if you think that James Raggy has not reached the point where desperation is setting in, Zach was his moneymaker. We all know that. As much as Zach was an obnoxious fuck, especially to people that challenged him, he had talent. And he sold fucking books. And let's be honest, right now, to sell books, James needs controversy. He needs to be like this. Fuck it. You know, in a way, I'm feeding the beast, right? I'm feeding the beast here because I'm talking about fucking James. And I'm talking about Zach. But talking about Zach is not going to feed any beasts. Okay? But talking about James, I don't think James is necessarily a bad individual. I think that Zach has character traits that will certainly turn him off to a large number of people. I think James is pretty likable. I also think James is desperate right now. This is the man who can't get the fucking referee book out for Lamentations of the Flame Princess. I'm sorry, James, but I know you're dictating your book stream of consciousness to your co-collaborator now. I'm pretty sure the final result will be worthless. And the referee book that we got in the Grindhouse edition will be the book that I go with and use with other games, as I have, because I thought it was really good. And I'm really sorry and sad to see that you've reached this point, that Lamentations has reached this point, that You've gone beyond trying to shock, and now you're just doing the schlock. All right, so shock the schlock, Rach. Yes, nobody heard you. No, because you know you're the one behind the curtain. I invited you over. I said we could use a lit. I'm sure you did like the way it sounded, but I said you know this could use a woman's input, a female frame of mind here. You can't get into trouble, okay? Sorry, you're insulated because first they'll get pissed off at me because, well, obviously it's Tenkar that's the dick because he has a dick, all right? So that's you couldn't be the dick. It would still be me. But, yeah, so that's the latest. If you had any doubt of where things are going with Lamentations of the Flame Princess, if you are flat out lying and misleading people who you have collaborated with for years to make a quick buck, There's nothing left to have respect for. I can't respect it. So I haven't enjoyed a lot of the, I used to always enjoy the Lamentations releases, and then they became party fucks, and I stopped enjoying them. So I'm done. Well, I guess it's a little bit personal, James. I have to say nothing personal. Yeah, it's a little bit personal. You're fucking with the community. You're fucking with other creators. You're fucking with people that have made the OSR great. You're fucking with people that made you great. Okay? So, yeah. And I'm not calling for a boycott. You make that decision on yourself. It's just I have enough shit to spend my money on. I'm being retarded. Retired. And me. All right. I'm sure somebody's going to clip that one out of the podcast. It's going to be like a lead into some other podcast. No, I'm not going to delete it. That'll stay in. Even, with me being retired, I no longer have the opportunity to go out and make overtime and have a hobby that can have limitless draws on my expenses. I not have to make, decisions. And I think I can just close my eyes to this one. All right, folks. That went on a bit longer than I probably thought it was going to. But yeah. Go figure. I'm just surprised. I shouldn't say surprised. I'm disappointed in James and Raggy. I'm not disappointed in Zach because he acted as Zach acts. He was true to Zach. But James, disappointed, man. All right, folks. On that note, I am going to bid thee adieu. As always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.